Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in. And those who are listening via my show page, live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you guys for tuning in and welcome to the show. Cold and still lots of snow on the ground this morning. Still there are ice on the roads this morning, and still there are cars stuck on the side of the road. Still there are people who say that they can't get to work because they're stuck in their neighborhoods. 818-301-5834. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your accounting and tax needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And remember to tell them that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, thank you guys for tuning in, 818-301-5834. It's still very cold out this morning. Let's see. I believe right now we're looking at it's a little over 30 degrees. All right? Not quite above freezing yet. And here in Atlanta, that's cold. Our average temperatures at this time of year is in the 50s. Okay? That's our average temperature this time of year. We're 18 to 20 degrees below our average temperature. Okay? And that's tough on people like us because we're not into the snow. We're not into the ice. That's not us, right? We may get this about 4 or 5 years. Now, we did have an ice storm in 2011 that sort of paralyzed the city. But that was like 4 days, okay? This was snow and ice that came in that hurt the city for 2 days, all right? But we're still moving. We're moving again. Everybody's back at work. We're moving ahead. We're looking forward to the springtime, okay? 818-301-5834. Call into the show and let's talk. Today's episode, guys, is called, and I'm going to say this before I say the title of my episode. Actually, I'm not going to say anything. The Northerners need to shut up about the South. Okay, the Northerners need to shut up about the South. The reason I wanted to do this show is because, you know, I talked to someone this morning that's from Ohio. And, you know, they were going on and on about how, you know, Atlanta shuts down when the snow comes. Atlanta shuts down when snow comes. Y'all can't drive in the snow. All these accidents, cars on the side of the road, yada, yada. Right? Well, you know, we had a little conversation about that. Okay? They talked about the mayor and the governor and all this stuff and how they dropped the ball on this stuff. Well, you got to get off my mayor. All right? You got to get off my mayor because he did the best he could. I think the governor did the best he could as far as the situation. And most people don't know what their responsibilities are as mayors and governors. Most people don't know. So before you jump on them, you got to understand the protocol and how things are done within these different offices. Okay? They say the mayor should have called the schools and had them, made them send the kids home. Well, the mayor can't do that. That's not his job. His job is not to call the schools and tell them to let the kids go home. That's not his job. The superintendent of schools, that's his job. Okay? That's not the mayor's job. The mayor's job is responsible for these city workers, police, firemen, emergency people, city people that work down at the city government offices. That's his responsibility. Okay? Now, you know, talking to these people from the north, okay, from Ohio, y'all don't know how to drive in the snow. Well, you're right. We don't have snow in Atlanta. We don't have snow here. Like I said, we may have snow every 5 or 6 years. And it's 2 or 3 days. Now you tell me, how do you learn to drive in the snow in 2 or 3 days? And then they'll get this. Okay, you talk about driving in the snow. You guys driving in the snow up in Ohio. All right, y'all driving in the snow. But it's just snow. We're talking about ice right here. I'm passionate about this because, I got a little upset about that this morning. We're talking about ice. Tell me who can drive on ice. No one. No one. You know? No compassion for people here in the city, here in Atlanta, whose cars got stuck because they couldn't get up the hill. The hill was iced over. How can you drive up a block of ice? Y'all tell me that because I don't know. My car slipped and slid all while I was out on Tuesday when the snow and the ice first came in. And there's still spots on the road right now with the shade and all that can't get the sun right now. Because the temperature can't get above freezing, still blocks of ice on the road. Y'all with me? So, I mean, cut it out. Cut it out. Let it go. You know, and these northerners, why did these people from Ohio, that's what I asked, why did you move to Georgia? Why did you move to Atlanta? I can answer that. Because you're sick and tired of the snow and everything that goes on and the cold temperatures that goes on in Ohio. That's why. Why do you think people migrate to the south to retire? Okay? Why do they do that? is simply because they're sick and tired of the weather. Okay? People that come here, I don't miss them 3 and 4 feet snowbanks. I don't miss that stuff. You know, then they come here and they cry about people in Atlanta can't drive in the snow. Come on, man, it's not just snow. It's ice. You can't drive on ice. Okay? We don't have spikes on our wheels. So get off that, man. Get off that stuff about driving. A lot of people from the north don't even have cars. You know? Most of them don't even have cars. Never even purchase a car because they don't need a car. They can ride the rail system. Okay? And so, you know, I just got fed up with what the noise that he was talking this morning. That pissed me off. And that's what it's about. All you want to say is, people in Georgia, they can't, you know, the city shuts down when the snow and the ice comes in. But yeah, I mean, why would we have all these snow trucks and snow plows and all this stuff when we don't have snow? The snow came in Tuesday, and it's just about to melt away today. Today is Friday. Hey, y'all snow came in December, and you still have snow today. Y'all still open and functioning up there. We don't have anybody to go to work down here. Everyone's at home. Yeah, maybe that's what they're mad about. We got to go to work in the snow. Y'all stay home in the snow. We don't have snow here. Figure it out. I got a caller from the 646 area code. The first 3 digits are 824. Call you live on the show with Frank Williams. What's your call?
Hello. Hello, Frank Williams. This is Norman Hardaway.
What's up,
ain't nothing bad. So I know, because we friends on Facebook, and you and your wife, so I know y'all saw my comments. And I'm going to tell you, I have compassion for the people in Atlanta. They got stuck in the snow, but yes, I'm mad about that the mayor, Public Works Department, the governor of Georgia, they didn't do their job. They had a week. They had a week to notice that it was going to snow. They did not send the trucks out until it started snowing. It just turned to ice. Snow is just like you put water in your refrigerator, in your freezer, and it's going to freeze in a couple of hours, right? So if they had got the trucks, which they borrowed from whatever state they borrowed them from, if they had pre-treated the roads the night before the storm was going to hit, they had, and then they had 2 hours that they said it's definitely going to hit Georgia. It's definitely going to hit. They still didn't send the trucks out and pre-treat the roads. They should have learned from 2 years ago that they had to pre-treat the roads. They didn't learn that. So, you know, on the outside looking in, you know, like I'm from Atlanta. I live in New York for 20 years now. I've lived in Alaska. I've lived in Hawaii. But I'm going to tell you, for a city that didn't learn from 2 years ago what to do, and when it happened again this year, and they still didn't do it, I mean, something's wrong with that picture, Frank. Something's wrong with that picture, man. Something is very wrong with that picture. People up north, you know, yeah. See, the way the world is now, everybody sees that the weather, they sees the weather. Everybody got TV. Everybody got cable. Everybody got satellite, this, that, and other. So there's no reason. There's no reason that the mayor, whoever's responsibility, I don't know how it works. Like you said, I don't know how it works, but I know how it works in New York. And when the weather people forecast a storm, you know, they have trucks ready, sitting there at 5, 4 o'clock in the morning, ready to put down the sand and then shovel and then keep doing it throughout the day until the roads are clear. Now, you said, you know, it's 5 days later or 3 days later and it's still snow on the ground? That's ridiculous. I mean, ice, that's ridiculous because every day, they should have been sending out trucks to put sand on the roads every day. Every day. And they didn't do that. So for people up north, in Ohio, wherever, they looking at Atlanta, okay, we're not going to, you know, in the wintertime, we know not to do no business down south in Atlanta because they can't handle 2 inches of snow that turned to ice because of inaction. It didn't turn into ice because they did not treat the roads. It fell as snow. If you do not do anything about it, it's going to turn to ice. And that's why people are up, like, why Atlanta is shut down. The whole world is watching Atlanta.
The whole world can watch Atlanta hard all they want. All I can say is what the mayor said. The mayor said that the weather service told them that the storm was coming in at 3 o'clock, and that it was gonna push south of the city, and it wasn't gonna hit Atlanta as much. Now, whether he turns send the trucks out at certain times or what, now that's something that's, you know, that's their little red wagon. They got to push that. But exactly. All I'm saying is that, you know, we're not into that. That's not us. Of course, we got trucks that can go out and spread gravel. But we don't have a truck in every city to go out and spread gravel all over the state of Georgia. We don't. We really don't. So they just trying to concentrate in Atlanta. And then you got all these big 18-wheelers. These guys that came down 75 and hit the storm, and they slide across the road. Now the whole 75 is blocked. All these big trucks got all the expressways blocked, and now you can't even get your salt trucks on the roads. You with me? It was like I told the guy this morning. It was crazy. Yeah, it was crazy because what the whole shebang was is the kids were getting stuck on these school buses. Sitting out there because the school buses couldn't move because it was traffic everywhere. So, you know, it was all a big hang up. But that's what happens in Atlanta. This is the first time it really happened like this. The last time we had the storm, we didn't have all these hang ups with the traffic and all, but the traffic was horrible because everybody seemed to want to leave work at the same time. And you got a million, a million people hitting the streets at one time is gonna be, it's gonna be crazy.
Exactly. Yeah. But you know, Atlanta, they not used.
Hardaway.
Go ahead, go.
Hardaway. Hang on now. I'm gonna put another call up on the air. You still alive now? You still alive? Oh, you on the air with me? Okay. Now I got another caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 863. Caller, you live on the show with Frank Williams. I also got Norma Hardaway from up in New York on the show. Go ahead.
Hey, Hardaway, it's Vic, man. What's happening? Paul, what's going on with you too?
Well, hey, how you doing?
Yep. I'm all right. Look here, man. I sent you a text about 10:30 that day letting you know that snow was coming in. What people fail to realize,
yeah,
the tractor trailers are independent. They are trying to make their money. So
exactly.
Rain, sleet, or snow, they're going to try to continue to drive. But what some back what you said about people complaining about Georgia driving and stuff, you got to realize you got a lot of people that live here now from other parts of the state. And all the world. And so you can't just come here and say that everybody, all the Atlantans, you got people from Texas, New York, who a lot of people say, well, I'm from New York, I can drive on the snow. That's half of the ones that only need ditches because, it's snow, I'm used to driving on it. You're the ones who are in the ditches looking like dumbasses upside down. But like you say, you can't drive on no ice. I don't care where you from.
No.
Don't care where you're from. Ice is ice.
You're right. But my point is, it wouldn't have turned to ice if they would have pre-treated the roads.
It goes back. Now, I get up every morning at 1:30, 2 o'clock before I even put on what I put on because I drive trucks. Before I even get dressed, I sit there and watch the Weather Channel every morning.
Exactly.
And they were predicting, like you said, they're predicting dust because the weather stream was so. They've been trying to predict this thing for a whole week. But they keep saying, even though they were trying to forecast for the Super Bowl, they keep saying it's tricky because of the weather stream.
Well,
now, everybody got to take responsibility. When we was growing up, if our parents said it was going to be bad, they kept us home.
Exactly.
Right. So now you're going to rush your kid all the way. You're going to be in school. You got to get on out of here. Okay, you send your kid to school knowing there's a chance of possibility of snow and sleet. Now you want to read all about when the buses got stuck. You should have been responsible yourself. Keep your kids at home.
Exactly.
So you can't sit there and try to blame it on the governor and the mayor. They didn't come over there and pick your kids up. It's your responsibility.
Exactly. And we all got kids, we all got grandkids, we all got nieces and nephews, this, that, and other. You know, it's like you said, it's the responsibility of the parents to be like, okay, it's going to snow. They saying it's going to snow. I was down here 2 years ago when it snowed. It was a problem. So I'm going to keep my kids home. Now, if half of the population that got stuck in the snow in the ice would have kept their kids home, it wouldn't have been a big problem. Now,
yeah.
You can't learn how to drive on the snow night.
Yeah, and you know, another thing that was said, you know, the mayor said, okay, if we had gone out, and the show over now, we just up on the studio board, but if they had gone out and put all this salt on the ground, trucks going everywhere, shut the city down, sent people home, all this stuff. And we had just got a light dusting, like they said we were going to get. And we had just got a light dusting, but we had did all this, spent all this manpower doing all this stuff, and we had just got a light dusting. no harm, no foul, right? But if that had happened, everybody would have been crying. Look how much money you cost the city, all these millions of dollars, and we only have a little bit of dust coming through the city. How can you do that?
Exactly. What's that favorite word they use? A catch-22, right? Ain't that what they call it?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
You
know what I'm saying?
Damn if you do, you damn if you don't.
Exactly. You know, people, you can't make everybody happy. You can't
How many times you sit up there and they say, you know, you got a thunderstorm warning, the cover, the storm is right above you, and don't a damn thing happen.
Both of y'all, do y'all remember the ice storm, the real ice storm where the city was shut down for like 2-3 weeks back in the 70s?
Y'all remember that? What I'm saying. Back in there, your parents told you, oh, shit, the weather going to be bad. And then halftime, we were barking at our parents, oh, it's going to snow, it's going to storm. And they tell you, hey, go on back down in your room, and that's where you stay.
Exactly.
And that was it. We didn't have no problem with it. Parents and talking about the kids in school back then. But see, now, these parents quick to rush your ass off to get you out the house. But so they ain't got to stay around there and watch it. But then they want to get on the news. They want to get on the damn news. And they're like, oh, my child was in there at school for overnight. You didn't give a damn. You probably sitting around there now. Your house and ass is where you hadn't cleaned up. You sit around there, you want to get on the news because they stuck a mic in your face and want to read the hell about your child.
Exactly.
You kidding me?
You know what that's all about. They trying to get some money. They thinking about a lawsuit. They thinking about a lawsuit right now.
That is, exactly.
They thinking about a lawsuit, and they can get in that
long, long line trying to sue the city, baby. It'll be about 17 years before you get it.
If you cared about your kids that much, you would have got your ass out of your job or your house and walked your ass to wherever you had to goddamn get your child. So you was that goddamn worried about your child or your children.
The problem was traffic. That was the problem. The problem was traffic. It was traffic everywhere. It took Laura 3 hours to come from her office to home, which is a 20-minute drive when the street's okay. It took her 3 hours to get home.
Everybody was coming off the highway. Everybody was using back streets. I saw when it started, and it just hit within a whole hour. I text you talking about 10:30, telling you it was here. By the time I went to East Point from Union City and got back, it was a mess. Just a quick hour.
Well, I'm gonna tell y'all something. Now, you know what another problem is? Is that us human beings? We're putting too much satellite dishes in the air, and that's affecting the atmosphere. That's affecting the weather. That's affecting everything, the communication, everything. So if everybody's relying on the cell phones, this, that, and other, the computer. But see, once you do that, when the emergency comes, how you gonna call out on the phone if you got a cell phone? Because eventually your battery gonna die. So it's good to go with technology, but you know you always got to stay with old school ways.
Yeah, and one other thing I want to say before y'all go, and I'm gonna put y'all on hold now because I'm getting ready to shut down the show. But one other thing I'm gonna say before we get out of here is that no matter what happened, okay, what happened with Atlanta, whatever, okay, everybody's good in Atlanta. We didn't have a lot of crime. We didn't have a lot of people out there trying to break into all these cars that were sitting on the side of the road. We had people helping people. Okay? We had people bringing people into their homes, letting them get in and get something to eat, and even spend the night. There was a lady that had a bus driver who was stuck in front of her house that couldn't move, had four kids on the bus. She brought them in the house. They stayed all night. She fed them and everything, and then they went on about their business. The thing about Atlanta is that's the way we are. Okay? That's the way we are. That's what we're going to do. And, whatever happened, it happened. All right? We're going to get past it. We're going to move on, and things are going to be fine from here on. So all you Northerners, y'all come on down. Y'all already coming down. Y'all come on down. Stay here, because I know why you're coming. You're coming for the weather. You don't give a damn. You don't give a damn if we have a snowstorm, because you're not going to work. All right? So y'all come on down. Y'all keep coming down. It's probably more y'all here than it is us anyway. Just like Mick said, all them Northerners, they the one in the cars that's sitting on the side of the road. Because guess what? They can't drive in ice either. See y'all.